The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them are spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Football Association, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
And the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurt and me ring so. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us bag a thing now. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard they must fight me.
Thank God it's Friday. Oh, how everybody doing today? This Pearly in the house, filling in for Naughty today. Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And we're coming to you live from Dunkin' Donuts Carmichael Road in Plaza, just south of Southwest Plaza. So we expect to have a good time here today. I got me that strawberry latte. Don't tell my kids because they know I'm supposed to drink all them things. But when I finish that, I can also try the next hour. I can try the Boston Cream Ice Latte that they have here. They all new. So come on down here to Dunkin' Donuts. Say hi to Pearly, get yourself some iced coffee, and let's have ourselves a conversation. If you want to get to me, it's 323-6232. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can text me, which is powered by BTC, at 422-4796. It is so good to be here with y'all today. This is my second remote. Wally tell me I must be changing my life. I doing some good things here. So I'm excited about this. I'm excited to be here with you. I'm excited to have some conversations and just talk about what's going on. And by the way, what is going on? Let's see what's going on in the headlines today. And our Guardian this morning brought to you by Fine Threads. Shake up at immigration. Department to get new director. Three people shot. Atlantis now happy to see RCI project proceed. Hurricane Lee not expect Thomas forecaster says. And the DPM declares slow tourism season a thing of the past. That's our headlines brought to you by Fine Threads. I only confused about that statement by the Deputy Prime Minister because I know people working in the hotels on 3-day week. So I trying to figure out if it ain't slow or it fast. But I know plenty of people are working 3 days, 3-4 days. So I just got to get a clear understanding of that. Shake up at immigration. Oh boy. I understand some people are sent home. The acting director of immigration. And be getting... the old director of immigration will be coming back to run things. How do you feel about that? We had a shakeup. The minister's been transferred or reshuffled, and now there's a shakeup. Talk on the street ain't too good about it. I ain't judging. Ain't my place to judge. I ain't putting it out there, and y'all can say what you have to say about it. But the talk on the street ain't too good about it. People aren't, some comments I'm hearing is, you know, are these people being punished? Or is there a change needed at immigration? Do we need, well, you cannot say new face because we bring an old face back, but do we need a change in immigration? Do we have some people who are in the lower ranks who can move up now and take the mantle and improve the service and make immigration more efficient? I'm all for that, you know. I'm all for, see, I've been criticizing you wrong, but I want the government to succeed because when they succeed, the Bahamas succeeds. I want immigration to do good. When immigration do good, a lot of our problems are eliminated, cut down, or stopped, whatever you want to call it. But if we don't work to improve these places, there's a young man from St. Augustine's going in, Duncan. I digress. But if we don't improve our ministries, if we don't improve what's happening in the ministries, how do we expect to make a better Bahamas? So why would I want there to be a crop failure? Why would I want things not to go right? So when I question these things, I want to know because I think you want to know. The Bahamian people want to know why. The Bahamian people want to know what's going on. So my job is to ask the questions, be fair, and ask the right questions. So we, the Bahamas, the Bahamian citizens, the voters. Yes, we, the voters. But you know, I ain't got to register no more. It's permanent register. We, the voters, would like to know. We'd like to know if you're doing what is in the best interest of us, the people. That's all we want to know. You know, and if I wrong to ask that, let me know now. Let me know. Let's see what else. Gas. Now, I'm trying to figure gas going up again. 6.11 at Esso and 6.06 at Rubus. Oh, my goodness. Is that? I don't like that. I don't like that. That's a little scary for me. Also in the Guardian this morning, in our business section, again, DPM declares slow tourism season a thing of the past. Bahamas stagnant on sustainable development goals, says PM Davis. U.S. Embassy outlines trade opportunities for Bahamas this month in U.S. And I told you what the gas is like. So that's a concerning thing. And the last thing, fidelity to bring banking back to some family islands if Exuma pilot is successful. And that I like that because a lot of family islands are complaining that there's no bank. But they're packed up and moved out. So people don't know, you know, there's no way to do proper banking. People can keep the money under the mattress or put it somewhere else or hopefully get to Nassau to make deposits, which is not safe and which is not good. I know we're getting a lot digital in a lot of things, but we do need a bank presence. So hopefully what Fidelity is doing will work out in Exuma, and then they can look at other islands that need banking. And hopefully that will improve things for the family islanders. You know, it's not that we neglect them, you know. And I don't know if it's a deliberate neglect. We just take it for granted that that's the family island and it has some sense of I won't say not modernized, but some sense of the ambiance is a little different. But doesn't mean they can't have all the modern entities. And if we want to take people off of Nassau and get more islands developing, because people keep complaining that Nassau overcrowded or Nassau this and Nassau that, we got to make it attractive. We got to have good internet. Got to have banking. You have to get reliable electricity at an affordable price. And you have to be able to get things that you want. I mean, I had to get along with it. Once I get my internet, my grill, I good. I get my air fryer, even better. So, but other people need a lot more things. You know, they need, and so if we want to look at developing the family islands, if we want to look at getting more people, banking is the way to start getting proper banking there. Then you to make sure the internet service is good. Just make sure BPL is good. And I think that'll go a long way in terms of getting having a better island and look at expanding the population out of Nassau into other islands. And that's something that we the government and others and privates have to look at how much we can work on developing other islands. So that the population doesn't be concentrated on just one island and everybody pile up here. And once we are able to diversify the islands, I think that helps with getting crime down in Nassau. Because people working, people busy, people getting to do things. But if they're not, then we have a problem. So if you want to call in 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, text us at 422-4796. We're here live on Carmichael Road at the Dunkin' Donuts. In the plaza south of Southwest. And like I said, I'm having the strawberry latte right now. Strawberry cheesecake latte. Let's get that right. Just strawberry cheese. Oh, off the chain. Oh, Lord of mercy. Don't tell my kids. And then in the next hour, I'll probably try out the Boston cream iced latte. I'm not a big iced coffee drinker. I like my coffee hot, but since I'm here and they have these new products, I'm going to try them out. We have a call on the line. Call, are you there?
Pleasure. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Sparky.
Hey, can you hear me?
Just keep talking, Sparky. I can hear you.
Yeah, but that terminology is be in crunch time. You ever heard that Pearly? I believe in
crunch time. Yeah.
We got one hurricane look like it. One serious looking biggest hurricane they say I ever seen. Headed towards.
Well, Hurricane Lee is a Cat 5, but the forecast is going to turn away from the Bahamas.
No, once again,
God has blessed us, and we're going to be okay.
I say, but you see how big it was.
Yeah, that's a killer.
That was big enough to cover the whole Bahamas one time.
And I think that's why it ain't going our way. It's staying out in the middle of the Atlantic.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, they forecast it turn north, things like that. But the Bahamian people, I'm saying, the police, are we lucky? They say God controls everything, right?
Yeah.
God made the hurricanes. See, God bless us. It ain't a prayer warriors. God said, let me turn it away from the Bahamas. We got to thank God, not the prayer warriors. But, you know, I'm sorry that Naughty is not feeling good, whatever he going to eat that samba conch or whatever that is he eat. So let's pray for Naughty, too. You know, I had my little fall and dumbed down and break up myself and been going through doctors and hospital and everything for a little while.
Yeah, you told me, and you complained about the hospital. So we know we need a new hospital.
No, we
can keep pushing for that, Sparky.
We're talking me healing now. Trying to get somebody. When I woke up this morning, I had so much pain. They say, go back to the hospital. They say, I done been to the hospital. I done see 5 doctors. Orthopedic, just then naughty, they tell me. But I can't go to do the physiotherapy in March of next year.
Sparky, I understand you. I feel your pain. I feel your pain. I mean, thank you for giving me a call, Sparky. And by the way, Naughty is not feeling too well. He did call and say, make sure I tell people, you know, crabs getting me, just don't feel well. He didn't have enough to eat. I keep telling him, stay home and eat. Or stay with our sponsors. Don't be going to these funny places and getting different food and you know what you're eating. You want to try this special fish and all that. So let's wish him that he gets well soon. I passed by his house to check him. Lord, it wasn't too good to go inside because he's spending a lot of time in his special place. You have another call on the line?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's happening, bro? What's happening?
Hey, I'm calling you from Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida. I tried to call in the other day.
Wow, that's wonderful.
1981 graduate, L.W. Young. I came to the United States like almost 40 years now. We talk about this immigration situation. When I came to America, I just couldn't squat on nobody's land. I had to get an age test, fingerprint, FBI background check, and a background check in the Bahamas. So, you know, these seems like the illegal aliens get more rights than Bahamians, man. And I can see the people frustrated. It's going to start a civil war someday, man. You know? Crazy, man. You know, Bahamians don't have no rights in their own country, man. You know? And probably another 10, 20 years, they ain't going to have no Smith, Roll, and Dawson. We're going to have some all kind of funny-looking name, man. I mean, I understand that people in Haiti got problems, but then again, Bahamas is a small country. They can't take on all that problem, man. The people are frustrated because it's like they do more for the legal aliens than the newborn Bahamians. No?
I understand what you're saying, but I think probably the changes in immigration can bring back some improvement on the way we conduct business, the way we deal with it. I did put out a proposal one time, you know, and Carl, I want to thank you for calling. I did put out a proposal, the Pearly proposal, that let's say January 1st, 2024, the government announced there's a 6-month or 9-month or 1 year, whatever we decide, amnesty. Now, what happens is we'll have a spot, and they'll get, we get plenty of buildings. We get a building. This is the Amnesty building. You come with all your paperwork and see if you're, if the ones who have legal rights for permanent residency, citizenship, whatever, go through the process. You can move around freely because you'll get a card that says that you're being processed. When that amnesty period is up, who ain't got the proper certification, we get out of the country. And we get really, really intense, strict, and how we deal with illegal immigrants. And the ones who are here will have to contribute. Pay taxes just like everybody else. Do what they have to do just like everybody else. And improve the Bahamas. That's the Pearly proposal just in a nutshell. You know, I'm not sure, but did we have another caller? No? I'm trying to be Mr. Technician and Mr. Talker all at the same time. And, you know, at a certain age, you learn that you're not as good a technician. Take our first break right now. And when we come back, we talk more, a little more about, is this immigration move a good thing? Or are these people being punished? Or whatever we want to decide, but we think it is. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty on Talking Heads. Guardian Radio 96.9, live at Dunkin' Donuts on Carmichael Road.
All junior and senior high school students, you could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
What would you do with extra cash? Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage costs. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBC/getcomfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bowl espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
You have to be strong in today's world. Strong. Keep your focus and up. What you believe and how. To
Nazi fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's great pizza in four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius menu at KFC. It's finger licking good!
Are you ready? And to go. Good and ready to go. This is Pearly filling in for Nardi on Talking Heads. Live from Dunkin' Donuts on Carmichael Road. This is my second remote. Y'all believe that? I hope I'm doing something right. Because this is really exciting. But just talking a little more about what the Deputy Prime Minister said in reference to DPM declares slow tourism season a thing of the past. Now, I know we're seeing some good numbers and we're seeing some improvement, but hotel workers, and I can't say all, so you can correct me if I'm wrong, some old hotel workers are now working 3 and 4 days. So if the hotel, if things ain't slow, why would they be working shorter days? I mean, shorter weeks. I just, you know, us suckers be like, we know 1 and 1 equals 2. Or 2 and 2 equals 4. So when I don't see it add up correctly, I'm going to ask the question. It's just being fair. You know, it's just asking so I can know. So the Bahamian people can know, not necessarily I can know. So how the economy is growing, if tourism is building the way it's, but they say 8 million this year, or is that next year? Either way, I'm happy. Either way, it's good. I think I'm getting too much of this in the strawberry cheesecake latte, a little sweet. Don't tell my kids. But that's a concern in terms of, is the hotel industry growing the way, is tourism growing the way it should grow at this time? When I say growing the way it should grow at this time, are we benefiting the way we should benefit? Are the workers benefiting? Are we now, because they're telling me 3 days, so they're not benefiting. Are they being overworked? Just questions to ask, you know. It's not nothing to criticize. This acts will be all clear. That's all I want to know. But back to immigration again now. I listened to the caller from St. Petersburg, Florida, and he's well knowledgeable for somebody who's so far away. But you got family, and family will talk and tell you this, you're not home. Are these changes good for immigration? Or are these people being punished? You know, Texter says, good day, Pearly. Government should be policy makers, but not firing people. It's wrong. Immigration officials are being punished. They are no different from the FNM with the NIW commissioner of police being mistreated. Sand dollar should be used more. This ain't a shakeup. That's victimization. Is that what it is? Is what the text is saying true? I want to read the text. It's not, but I was certain capable. Mr. Lang show is over now, so I don't be able to play Africa, Mr. Lang. He'll do that for you next week, Friday. So sorry, Texter. Is it victimization? I really would hope the government would make a statement in reference to it and clarify why this is happening. Because you're a whistleblower, you're going to be punished. If you're going to talk what's going on and tell the and question some decisions that the minister wants you to make, are you going to be punished? Are they being punished? Or is this necessary for immigration? Is this a need that immigration has? Does this have to happen at immigration in order for it to, how to put it, in order for you, it to continue to flow? Because, I mean, there's been some turmoil and uproar with going on. So obviously some people are going to be uncomfortable. Is this necessary to bring comfort back to you know? Texas says, Pearly, the fact that you say Naughty is your mentor means you can't be objective. Even when people give you facts, you already can't be fair. Hold on, stop, scooch! Never in my lifetime say Naughty's my mentor. I'm older than him. It's the other way around. And because you call a spade means I'm not being fair. Tell me if I'm not being fair. Show me. And I will be more than happy to correct myself. But back up what you say, please. That's all I'm saying. Right? I am older than Naughty. I am Naughty's mentor. He says that. You want to know, ask me. You want to be fair, Pearly. Listen, I know your mentor. Hold on. I can read text. You ain't gonna cost me to get in problems. And then you make accusations when people text them. I can read that. I don't care if you know it or you don't know it. I don't know it. And you ain't gonna tell. You ain't gonna say something with somebody, particularly a friend of mine's named Naughty. You're not gonna do that. Not on his show. I ain't gonna allow that. I'm sorry. And if you want to be vexed with me, then be vexed with me. But if I'm not being fair, then come to me straight. Don't try to throw insults about people. Don't try to bring innuendos if you can't prove it upright. And I don't know if you could or not. But don't bring it to me for me to read. Then I have to be in a problem and try to prove things. I just think you read foolishness. Because he said, you don't read text. You are you real? Pearly, the president of the Hotel Union, was supposed to have election from 2021. Okay. Good afternoon, Pearly. Doing a great job as always. Pearly, that's how the PLP do it. You dare to talk the truth and they will punish you. They are known for this. I am so sorry for the lady and the man of the immigration. You see, they only reward Keith Bell. Did you think they would fire him? No way, but karma is a SOB. I don't know who they think they are fooling. Doing great on at the remote location. Great show as usual. The immigration problem is easy to slow down. Simply stop hiring illegals. Point. Simply stop hiring illegals. But text though, please. I can't let you text me something saying something with people, particularly with my friend Naughty, and expect me to read that? No, man. That ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen because I know that. I don't know that to be true. And when I talk, if I give my opinion, I'm gonna tell you that's Pearly's opinion. Pearly could be wrong, but that's Pearly's opinion, and I stand corrected. I would say that. But you're not gonna tell me something about a friend. And I can take, because the friend, I can go to the friend and say, you know, Wally say this, but you know. Because when he's going to ask me, what did you say to Wally? So now the world can hear what I got to say. Next text is, they're now putting their people in place. Watch how they work. I am willing to talk to anybody. But if I see something that I don't think is right, I'm gonna question it. And I'm going to be as objective as possibly can. And when I'm not being objective, it's your job to call me. Call me out. And if you say I'm not being objective and I need to be fair, tell me where I'm not. Come and say, this is what you're not doing. This is the facts. And then I'll stand corrected. But don't tell me I'm being objective. You can't back up your talk, soldier. That's all I'm saying. Pearly, I'm waiting on the FNM to respond about the immigration issue. I saw a press release from Mr. Pintard just before I came on air. So I guess that was their response. What they had to say about that issue. I don't have it in front of me to read it for you. But I did see a two-page statement. So it's out. I guess it should be going amongst the chats and all that. But I don't mean to reiterate this. I don't want you to not call me objective or fair. I'm trying my best to be that. And if I slip to the left or right, then you need to call me and tell me. All right. But don't tell me I'm not being fair if you're not going to tell me where I'm not being fair. So text up to tell me where I'm not being fair. You could text it to me. You could call it to me. Or you could say whatever you want to say. You say, call Sparky out. He having stitches. Stitchy and can't be objective. Tell Sparky, share the Guinness. He too. No, but see, Sparky has been talking about his experience he's had at the hospital when he got hurt the last few weeks. I'll tell you how he's experienced being in the hospital. I know how it is up there because when my dad was sick, I used to take him up there. We'd go up there for 9 o'clock in the morning, 3, 4 o'clock, we just getting out. So I understand what Sparky is saying. And he's being very objective. Sparky supported and voted for this government that's in power right now, so I don't think he's not being fair. Person text me, say, I ain't scared, I will give you facts, not to demean or insult, call or text me. No, I'm not, and text, I'm not ever trying to be rude. I just want to say, if you're going to say something, back it up to me. If you want to text me and say this is the facts, then I will listen to it. I'll be more than happy to listen to it. Because you're going to be saying that I've been fed to hear what you have to say. That's all, you know. Small things. I had to do it. Good day. Help me understand. Reward Bell for selling out the country and punish Ferguson and Benaby for speaking out against the corruption. A new day. Okay, Dexter. Is it being rewarded poorly if victimization is real in the Bahamas? Do you think that you're not being victimized? I'm asking that question. I don't want to say I think that. I ask, are they being victimized or is this good for... And the objective part is I'm asking, is it good for immigration? Does immigration, having known what they've gone through over the last few months, the turmoil, the accusations, the letters from the acting director of immigration telling the minister they're not doing it the correct way, to the opposition going at immigration, opposition pushing and bounding and calling for his resignation, calling for him to be fired from the cabinet, all of that drama, all that movie would get cut. Does immigration need to change? And that might be they need to change. This may not be any kind of victimization. This may just be need that they need to make this change, and that's what they're going to do. I ain't saying I right. I'm asking, what do you think? It's my job to get what you think out. Texas says, Pearly, you are fair and objective. Only time you are not objective is when it comes to sack. Boy, you love sack. I ain't lie. I stand with Isaac Hayes, say guilty. I stand accused. Yes. And to my Dodgers. But so back to what I'm saying. Is this a good move for immigration? Pearly, immigration was always a messy ministry. Well, even back in the day when Loftus Roker was battling and doing what he had to do, it's been a mess from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, into the 2000s. Dexter, what the woman in immigration did wasn't bad. But you can't leak things like that only to the opposition. I love information, but she was political. Well, how you say she leaked it to opposition and all kind of people had that? And the third party had it as well, so she leaked it to all opposition then. Allegedly. Because there's no proof to say she leaked it to them. But if that's what it is, then say that. You know, let's say what it is. And then we don't have to be speculating. We don't have to be thinking. We don't have to be worrying. And we can take this caller right now. Caller, you on the air?
No. Yeah, Pearly.
Hey.
Yeah, you can hear me, right? Okay.
I can hear you. Just talk.
Yeah, I can talk. What they did was too obvious. You know, those two persons, they come through the ranks in immigration. Okay? Now for you to bring back a retiree, and I know he over 70, to take over from them, that's an insult to the immigration officers. Because they speak out and they say what was going on. See, we have a country to protect. And if we sit back and allow them to just do whatever they want to do, then we soon don't have... Remember I said to you, we soon ain't have no country. I opened the paper yesterday. I see about 12% getting citizenship. 12. And you know where the most was from. Maybe one from another country or the other sets calling it the names. They're from the place in the South. Now, like you said, there's punishment or whatever it is. But what they did, I think it could be an uprising around here very soon. That ain't called for. You have two young people, again, I repeat myself, who come through the rank in immigration. They ain't 65 yet. You could bring back a fellow that's been here about 3 times. So, obvious, they just want to do whatever they want to do, and we must sit back and survey that, suck it up, you know. They would have come out looking better if they just fast, you know, and those two persons could have guys fast and show him what is what. But no, they want to have their own way, want to do whatever they want to do. And, you know, that's the way I feel about it. That ain't the way for this country, you know. Yeah.
Well, the deputy prime minister did say, we as the government, being a government, how we see fit. So that's how it is. Carl, thanks for the call. Do we have another call on the line?
Yes, you do. Sialan Johnson, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Thank goodness for Sialan. Thanks to hear your voice. What's up, bro?
Yeah. Hey, you know that former, the new guy's coming in. I got some questions for him concerning the FBI report of 2016 to 18, concerning what happened under his watch, and subsequently, again, what happened under the next one. But what is insulting to the immigration is that the thousands of officers who is quite capable and competent to move up the succession if we need to move those two top, that they are basically being snubbed and ignored as if they don't have the experience or competence to be able to carry on their duty in a higher position. And I'm sure many of them probably could do most of the grunt work and substitute for those individuals when they were not in place. So it's an insult again to them that we have to go back to the supposed to be retirees who are supposed to have transferred all the information and knowledge they had before they left to be retirement. But let me just say also on the leak, and I have another point after this, on the leak. The leak was not made to, I made mention of this on the first time when Guardian Radio or some individuals on Guardian Radio brought it up. The leak was not made to the opposition. The leak was made to individuals had confidence, and it wasn't by those people. See, we must understand that they may have wrote those letters and those minute papers, but they were not the one who leaked it. And so the problem is we have a leadership that don't understand how technology works or how those things could have been copied, Photoshop, snap picture off, and the like, so there's no real data protection in place. It was leaked to an individual's chest so that it wouldn't be watered down in the media as just a story and responded to. It had to be put in the House of Assembly. It becomes something because guess what? Did not the media carry the story on those when they also got copies of it? So it was strategically done to bring what is called a broader awareness. Now we talk about the shuffling. The shuffling means nothing if the policy remains the same. Do we have an immigration policy that we put limits out of the 200-plus countries that we have a certain amount from everyone per year? Do we have an immigration policy where we allow for individuals, say, work permits, whatever, that they have a limit? And if you enter the country on a work permit, that you don't have a right to make application for citizenship because you say, I've renewed my work permit twice? Do we have a limit or do we have a policy that says we need these certain skill sets to develop our country based on a national vision, and then we make it attractive for those skill sets to enter the country? Do we have a vision for investors or a policy for investors who can add to the value of our national development goals and ambitions that we can then scout them up and make offers so that their integration into our economy is one that allows for growth rather than jobs? So,
I'm guessing all the answers to your questions is no.
Absolutely. So I'm saying is so, making it known, but I'm saying to the people, we have never had, and I challenge you to go back for the last 30-plus years, any written policy. You know what policy is in the Bahamas? The minister says it. Whenever something happens, what the minister says, it's not our policy to beat immigrants. It's not our policy to do this in education. It's not. They're always saying what is not their policy. But nowhere you could go and find a written policy position of what they intend to do or how they intend to achieve these things. And so we have not basically taken governance serious, us as the people, to choose leadership that understand what governing is all about. We've been choosing popular contests, political gangsterism, as opposed to moving for national development. We have a PLP administration, this administration, competitively compared to the last five documents that were submitted for campaign, has one of the most digital preparedness, supposed to be digital aware manifesto going forward. But they haven't done a single legislation to make it possible. Just for me alone, I can show you 30 legislations that need to be modified or adjusted for us to even remain barely competitive in a 21st century global environment that is becoming hyper-connected and digitized. We have governments who, since 1968, when Sir Lyndon Billings started to digitize government service, forget the digitization of the economy, which is needed, and the digitalization. We've been trying for 55 years to digitize government. And we got billion-dollar companies. We got kids, 18, 19, 20, in their 30s, billing and digitized companies. And we who are spending now billions of dollars per year can't get a small company going called the government of the Bahamas to be globally competitive, even with companies that exist in the world today, not less countries. And so until we get digital leadership that understands this, and ending in saying this, this is why I'm an advocate that this organization called the PLT Now has now shown that they are married to doing what they are, what they are doing. They have no intention of engaging us. And people say, and people say, why are you advocating for support of the opposition? Because they are our worst in parliament. We need to move in and begin to, if this government administration will hear us, transfer that voice and authority we need to demand into the official opposition, and also begin to shape and show that we have understanding of the things we want to do and the policies we want to be stated, so we don't end up with just another blueprint for change, but we'll have individuals that begin to speak for us and begin to speak like us going forward, as opposed to sitting on the nail, complaining about it. Get up off the nail and begin to move if the PLP doesn't respond. See if the opposition does, because they are there right now. Not, I'm coming. And if they don't respond, then we'll have choices to make in 2026. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You have another call on the line?
Good day, David Stark, in a voice along with you. Oh, Lord, your name got
Pearly.
Pearly. Pearly. Speaking of your above text, right? You see where people agree for this country to be nasty and things going on nasty and, you know, I mean, nastiness is that person objective. That person who wanted not the truth to come out. You see what I'm saying? This is our country. We should want the best for our country. You understand what I'm saying? People just nasty, man. And it makes me sick to see people agreeing with having this, with nastiness being established in our country. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Before we go to the next call, let me read these couple of quick texts here. Bro, on certain levels, you can't do certain things. Seminus, use my F&M cousin, but I can't follow stupidness or going against the Constitution. Pearly, who you think would do the best job in immigration within the PLP? I'm not a fan of Maine Monroe, but I still want to see how he would do in immigration. My point, my choice was Alfred Sayers. So that was my choice. You have another call on the line?
Hello. Hello.
You're on the air. You can talk.
Pearly. Pearly.
Hey, right here. Go ahead.
Oh, you ain't there, but I started talking to myself. Listen, you know, Bahamian people really, really need the courage of coming forward in this next 50-year dispensation, because we just wrong. This D average really killing us, man. You understand? Now, that lady from immigration, that lady did not directly go to the minister, you know. That lady followed protocol. You understand? That lady know her job. That lady wrote to the police. She did not address the minister. That was what she was supposed to have done. And in terms of leaking out, like you say, Purdy, who knows where that leaked from? Why couldn't it leak from the permanent secretary office? Huh? Payments need to stop this for this spot. As another somebody, mother, wife, daughter, child, being victimized, and they call in here with a bunch of other nonsense and bringing back someone, like you say, must be about 90 years old, who done been it three times. It is clearly victimization. And what it tells me, the Davis administration is putting their people, lining their people in place because they have a Haitian agenda. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Do we have another call on the line? Caller, you are on the air.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Pearly, this is Sparky. I'd like to thank you for letting me call back again. Pearly, I've been listening to C. Allen and all of them talk. And something is really going on, if you give me a moment. Let me tell you, Pearly, this morning, I left my home with Mr. Grace Knoll from Dozer, Tractor, and them, picking me up to go to a farmland, and I told my grandchildren them, Daddy is starting on Rico Farms today. Over a month ago, listen to this, buddy, a month ago, I met down there with Mrs. Smith from Agriculture, and Mr. Newbold from Ministry of Works, the contractor, the surveyor, Mr. Grace Knowles from Dozer, were down there to the property. They were working the land. And they said, Sparky, tomorrow we will be cutting the land to your property. That was over a month ago. They said the next day they was cutting the road. Since then, Pearly,
Sparky, I remember that. I think it was you and I who spoke, and then the next day you called and tell me they were there. Are you trying to tell me nothing happened?
I left that all alone. I said, going. We will let all of this go along, and then when everything is okay, we will go down there and we'll start it. He called me yesterday, said, Sparky, I'm coming to pick you up at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Pretty, listen to this. We went down there to the property site. When we turned to the corner, Great Noel said, oh, Sparky, oh, you got a bad news. They have never touched anything from the day we left there. Over a month ago, they told me the next day that Mr. Gertrude would have been able to come down there with his tractors and start excavating my land for me to start the property. We went down there a month later after all the injuries I went through. This
Sparky,
morning, Pearly.
I won't cut. I'm out of time.
Don't cut, bro. Please don't cut.
I out of time. I understand what happens, Barkley.
But hold on,
still
but
in there. And I'm going to do this clarion call. Ministry of Works, live up to your word to Sparky. I can say it. Live up to you. If you've been there a month ago, shouldn't be now. You ain't reach back. Please, Monday morning, have somebody there so Sparky don't have to complain about this anymore. Please do that for me. And I'd be most appreciative. Any other callers on the air? Well, I want to get to read one more text, and then we're going to go to the break. We're going to go to news, and when we come back on the 5 o'clock hour, we will. But I will give you who I think will win on the weekend in the NFL, and we'll talk about some other things. And I'm waiting here for Mr. Kansas City, who called yesterday. All right? Text us. I will read just about every text you send. But if you say something I cannot verify, and if you accuse somebody of something, Pearly will not. I repeat, I will not read it. This has been Pearly filling in for Naughty today on Talking Heads, live from Dunkin' Donuts on Carmichael Road, Guardian Radio 96.9. We'll be right back after the news. Thank you.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. and more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 823-4374.
Gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan.
Island game, keep you with it.
Percy's Pension Plan.
Dream big, we will help you live it.
Percy's Pension Plan.
Island game, we got you.
Percy's Pension Plan.
From the friends you can trust.
It's winning. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at
Percy's Island Game.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Good to go. And welcome back. Talking Heads, live at Dunkin' Donuts and Carmichael Road. On Guardian Radio 96.9, filling in for Naughty. Now, you know, Naughty, they're sick. Ate some stuff he shouldn't eat, and he has a bad case of the diarrhea. And tell me, I know, I've been in his house. I can smell the house. But he's, and he can't lose much more weight than he's already lost. But he's doing okay. He'll be back on Monday, live and large in the charge. Sports, what's going on? Boy, Kansas City, I'm waiting to hear from you. Oh, look at this. I give me a nice latte.
Latte number two.
This latte number two. This the butter pecan we switched to. Lord, don't tell maturing. Because I will be in big trouble if they know I had two. But big game last night. Kansas City Chiefs, Detroit Lions. And what happened? Detroit won. Kansas City, in my opinion, did not miss Chris Jones on defense as much as it missed Travis Kelce on offense. Now, I can hear the stories. Oh, it ain't Travis. Fellas, them dropped the ball. Fellas, them ain't catch nothing. I can hear all them stories. But they missed Travis Kelce last night. Let's move right on to Today in Sports History, brought to us by Fine Threads. Today's Friday, September 8th. 2023. In 1965, Boyd Campaneris became the first Major League Baseball player to play on 9 positions in one game. He used to play for the Oakland A's. That brother could have gloved. In 1973, Hank Aaron hit a 709th home run. In 1986, Herschel Walker made a start in the National Football League, NFL, by leaving the New Jersey Generals of the USFL. I had a cousin who played for the Generals too. In 1998, Mark McGwire of the St. Louis Cardinals hit his 62nd home run of the season. He had beaten a record that had stood for 37 years by Roger Maris. McGwire would eventually reach 70 home runs on September the 27th. In 2002, the NFL Houston Texans played their first regular season game and beat the Dallas Cowboys. Naughty's Dallas Cowboys, 19-10. But Dallas has made some interesting history. In 2002, Pete Sampras won his 14th Grand Slam when he beat Andre Agassi in the U.S. Open. Anybody been watching the U.S. Open? Ah, oh, man, that's been... I'm not a huge tennis fan, but I found myself, again, watching the women tennis. And it was really... It's been some real good tennis. And the quote, "My family was so poor, they couldn't afford kids. The lady next door had me." Lee. Yeah, so let's what's been going on locally too? What's been happening out there locally? I think the big game is this week with Puerto Rico. The Bahamas against Puerto Rico. And I think our fellas are ready. Good to go. And I wish them all, they say the Bahamas ready for Puerto Rico. Davis expects a strong showing from Team Bahamas. Davis voted as GSSSA president for the fifth straight term. And the Mingos quartet earned spot in the national team. That's the headlines for the Guardian Sports. So we know that it'll be, I think it's tonight, eh? So I'm ready for Puerto Rico. I'm excited about it. I know we can do well. It's at the National Stadium at the Thomas A. It's actually tomorrow night at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. I think I can pass it or check that out. Meet me there. If not, beat me there. If you want to call in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. The text line powered by BTC 422-4796. You know, as the text says, you know it's true, but let's talk Cowboys. No, we can talk Cowboys. You can talk Cowboys. I have no problem with that. That's naughty team. I'm a Dolphin fan. And when I give my predictions and when we look at the teams and we talk about the games, I'll tell you how I feel about what Dallas will do on Sunday. They got the New York, and that's a rivalry game, so that's a division game. So when we look at them and say, oh, don't worry about them. That's the division team. Anything can happen in the division team. On display right now, the Colorado Rockies, who got one of the worst records in baseball, anything can happen. But it was a good game yesterday. It was a good defensive game. Detroit, boy, I don't know. They're a lot better than you think. They are a whole lot better than you think. So I'm not going to say that they can't make it, but I listened to Kansas City. I call him Kansas City. I listened to Kansas City yesterday, and he had me convinced. Cost me my parlay. I want you to know that. Because I went and I thought that they would have hold on, but they lost 21-20. I didn't take the under over. I just went with the spread. So I lost all the way around. I don't know what to say. But I don't believe that this means Kansas City in trouble in terms of winning that division or in terms of going to the Super Bowl. Well, let's not go that far yet. But at least in terms of winning the division. Don't worry about that. That can happen. So, but they did show two things I saw in that game yesterday. They miss Travis. They miss Kelce. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they miss him. And the wide receivers need to hold on the ball. How you could not. I mean, right in your chest and you drop. They had more pass drops last night. And if two of those, maybe 10 or 20 pass drops, and maybe not that many, but I'm just exaggerating. If they'd caught two of those passes, they might have been sitting prettier. And the thing about it is, I had Mahomes. And I had the kicker Butker in my fantasy team. So I thought I was going to clean up last night. Didn't do as well as I thought I would. But only give me 8 points, which he was supposed to. But I was a bit disappointed in Mahone's numbers. Detroit defense played well. Their offensive line controlled the line of scrimmage last night. And for all intents and purposes, I repeat, they outplayed the Kansas City Chiefs last night. You can't tell me they didn't. They beat them. They beat them last night. Let's look at some other stuff before we talk more football, because we're going to get more in-depth into football in a few minutes. But let's look at what happened in baseball last night. And I got to bring this up, because I didn't get rubbing how the Jazz and the Marlins took two from me. Pippot, I always mess up this young man's name, you know. And it's so easy to pronounce. It's just trying to remember it. It's Pepiot. Rookie pitcher for the Dodgers last night, went seven innings, gave up one hit. No walks, three strikeouts. And the Dodgers held on to beat the Marlins, 10-0 last night. That's just payback for that 11-4 beating they drop on us night before last. We go to Washington tonight. Another game, which was a really good game last night, and I did pick this team to win. Seattle beat the Tampa Rays last night. That was a really good game, 1-0. The Yankees got beat again, 10-3. I picked the Braves to beat the Cardinals, 8-5. I did pick the Cubs to beat the Diamondbacks last night, but the Diamondbacks beat them 6-2. And then the Angels beat the Guardians. And then my Liberty, John Quell, and the New York Liberty won again last night. They only one game behind the Las Vegas Aces. They got 7 losses. The Aces got 6. So it's coming down to almost the end of the season and playoff time. But I'm confident that the Liberty will do extremely well moving forward. Also in baseball today, we'll get baseball out of the way. Let's finish baseball. I got something to tell you about basketball. The Dodgers are going to be at the Nationals tonight at 7:05. Then you get the White Sox at the Detroit Tigers. I'm anxious with this game, the Seattle Mariners with the Tampa Bay. St. Louis at Cincinnati Reds. The Yankees. The Marlins take a trip up to Philadelphia tonight. The Royals with the Toronto Blue Jays. The Orioles will be in Boston. Pirates at Atlanta, Oakland Athletics at the Rangers, the Padres at the Astros, the Mets at the Twins, or the Twinkies we used to call them back in the day, the Guardians at the Angels, the Rockies at the Giants, and the Diamondbacks already played. They beat the Cubs 1-0 today. So what does that mean in terms of playoff? And just the time you almost won, look at the stand. Back in the day when we had all this internet, every time you get a newspaper, the first thing you look at is the standings. So when you hit September, you're looking at the standings almost every day. Even though you know what it is, you're still going to look at the standings. So, and I'm going to look at them today. So the Orioles got a 4-game lead over the Rays. Toronto 11.5, they're out. So I like I said yesterday, I don't think the Rays can catch them. I think the Orioles can just pull away and win that division comfortably. The Twins got a 6-game lead on the Guardians. That pretty much can be wrapped up soon. The Astros, this is sweet. The Astros got a 0.5-game lead over the Mariners and a 3-game lead on the Rangers. That's going to be a good race all the way down to the end. Your Braves, Atlanta Braves, that's my son Trey and Teddy. Atlanta Braves got a 14-game lead over the Philadelphia Phillies. Then you got your Brewers with a 2.5-game lead over the Cubs. And then my Dodgers sitting comfortably 12.5 games over those Diamondbacks. And then, you know, the wild card for the National League right now is Philly, the Cubs, and the Diamondbacks. Miami's a game behind the Cubs. And the Reds also a game behind the Cubs. The Giants 3 behind the Cubs. So I think that's the race there. And then when you look at the National League, the wild card right now is Tampa Bay, Seattle, and Toronto. With Texas a half, that's been a good race. I think that race can shut down pretty soon. So that's the excitement of a Major League Baseball. We're in a period now. We're in a period now where you have to look at what's going on with baseball almost every day. Almost every day. Naughty texting me, telling me, don't forget we have a draft tonight. Yes, I know, Naughty. I'm going to defend my title. Not a problem. So let me take a look at baseball. It's heating up now, but 25 more games left to go. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to see. And I am so happy what MLB did in terms of bringing a third wild card. It keeps baseball relevant. Because right now, if we were just going how it was in the past, most of the races finished. Nobody would be paying attention to baseball. But right now, there's wild card races. Marlins is and these teams are good teams. No, these are not strong teams. These teams are well above 500 wins team, doing well. The Marlins got 70-plus wins. So you got good teams out there battling for wild card and making it excited in those cities. Just one thing I noticed, Cincinnati is still in the race. But in talking to my people in Cincinnati, it's not like the excitement is going down. People aren't going to the games like they were a couple of weeks ago when De La Cruz first came up and when they were doing some things and having some exciting exciting baseball when De La Cruz hit a base hit and going from home to all the inside. We got a little league, home run because he was running all day and they couldn't get him out. So baseball is winding down. This is the time that you pay close attention to it. You pay close attention to what's going on. And you keep watching the standings. You keep close to the standings. You keep seeing what's going on. Basketball. The Americans lost in the FIBA World Cup today. Germany, Schroeder, who was with the Lakers last year, had a great game, and they took out the USA in FIBA. So USA is out. They play in Canada tomorrow, I think it is. And Serbia and Germany will play for the World Cup Championship as the best team in the world in basketball. The Americans too cocky. They send a B or C team thinking they could beat up on these fellas, and these fellas were waiting on them, waiting to beat them. They lost two games in this. They lost to Lithuania, and they lost to Germany. Two European teams. Well, they learned their lesson. You send your best players. You don't take this thing for granted. You go and you mash them up and you win. You send your second-rate team or your third-rate team, and I don't think this is their best team. Mind you, not taking, you got some stars like Austin Reeves and guy from Minnesota, Anthony from Minnesota, but it wasn't enough. They didn't have enough big men for rebounds, and it showed. They expected to play fast, but you can't play fast if you can't get the ball. So they lost on the boards. The physicalness of Germany was a little bit much for them, and they lost. And I saw the game, I said, too close. You got a ball in the shoulder hand, missed the clutch at the end of the game, and bang, he had a couple of jump shots, a couple of daggers, which hurt the Americans. So they're out. We call it OUT. So who's in and who's out? The Americans are out of the FIBA World Cup. And Serbia in for the FIBA World Cup, led by former Laker Dennis Schroeder. They're playing some good basketball, and I'm excited about that. Just to see the Americans out, to see that when you get cocky and you don't pay attention to what you're doing, don't pay attention, when you think you can send anybody to win that title. This is not America's game anymore. This is the world game. Basketball has become the world's game. Players from all over the world have been great. The greatest, the best players aren't in America anymore. Some in Germany. We got a couple in the Bahamas. So the rest of the world has caught up with the United States when it comes to basketball. The rest of the world have showing them that you don't come half-stepping when you play us, because you can get what you get today. 8:30 this morning, I up watching basketball and watch these fellas get beat. They played Germans close until the fourth quarter. Germany said, see ya. Just don't want to be here. So now they're out. So Sunday morning, it will be the championship game, the third-place game, and then right after that, the championship game. And they bailed Manila. And you should see the fans. See, when I tell you basketball has, the world has taken over basketball, in Manila, people traveling all, and people from Serbia traveling all the way down to Manila to watch these games, taking this thing serious. They love their basketball in Europe and in Southeast Asia. They love their basketball, and they are very knowledgeable about it, and the Americans are learning the lesson. I'm telling you, don't send your heart. See, they used to send the college players back in the 70s and 80s, and the Russians used to spank them up every time. I don't mean spank them up. So that's when they get vexed, and Magic Johnson them to do it. And they were doing well. They were beating up on them. Do it. Discourage them from trying to beat you. But now you're saying, oh, we don't have to send a big team, unless they don't take the FIBA World Cup as serious as other countries do. And I'm guessing that's what it is, because they send a half-stepping team. That's what's going to happen. And what happened is they got beat. And now they vex. And they puff up. And they mad. And while they vex, puff up, and mad, we can take our first break. And when we come back, we can talk some more sports. We're going to get into the NFL. We can talk about some of these teams. And then we are going to give you the picks for the weekend. I'm going to tell you who's going to win. I'm going to tell you who's going to lose. I'll give you your Island Games picks for today. And then I'll give you my picks for the NFL on Sunday. This is Pearly filling in for Naughty, Talking Heads on Guardian Radio live. I tell you live right here on Carmichael Road at Dunkin' Donuts. We'll be right back.
All junior and senior high school students, you could win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What does going digital mean to you? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school's contact information to alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition, powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Created Events and Marketing presents Becoming, a transformative women's empowerment summit that will take place on September 24th at the National Training Agency located on Gladstone Road at 3 p.m. Phenomenal speakers include DeQuessa Dean, Simone Bowe, Sherilee Pinder, Marissa Mason-Smith, and Dr. Nyambi Campbell-Dean. Not to mention a flaunted fashion show segment hosted by Miss Phyllis Garraway. Tickets are $50 and can be purchased at the Nassau Guardian or Essence Med Spa, number 15 Bradley Street, Palmdale. Proceeds will be donated to the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group.
For many people, a breast cancer diagnosis can feel like a battle they're facing alone. But we're all in this together, because breast cancer patients are our mothers, sisters, daughters, our friends. Women need to be assured that they have access to the screening they need and the support they deserve, because every woman matters. Every story is powerful. Every voice makes a difference. Join Guardian Media Group as we pink up the month of October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Show your support. Place your ad. Give your story, your voice in the Nassau Guardian, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio, or Hot 91. For more information, contact your account executive or call 302-2300. Join Guardian Media as we motivate our community by supporting a powerful cause and raising awareness for Breast Cancer Awareness Month this October.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bowl espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Get ready, Bahamas. The Nations League is upon us. This Saturday, September 9th at 6 p.m., our men's national team, the Junkanoo Boys, go head-to-head with Puerto Rico at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Dive into the electric matchday vibes. Secure your spot now. VIP tickets at $35 and drinks, finger foods, premium seating, and exclusive benefits. Adults for $20 and children under 13 at just $10. Purchase tickets online at bahamasfa.net or in person at the NSA box office. Right on this soccer spectacle.
What would you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US$1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US$2,000 off home insurance. With up to US$10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky
smoky bacon sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features two crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with two slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger-licking good.
Ah, boy. We're back. Sports is what I love to do. Boy, I sitting with Wally, and you know Wally had the audacity, the gall, the gumption, the testicular fortitude to actually tell me my Dolphins can lose this weekend to the Chargers. I think he tried to say it's our Dolphins. But it's our Dolphins, and he telling me we can lose, and trying to talk about how legit the Chargers defense is. I believe that the Chargers defense is a legit defense. I know that. But what I do know is Miami's offense is a legit offense. And I believe Tua will give me 400 yards passing. Waddle and Tyreek Hill will have at least one touchdown. And do not sleep on my rookie running back, A-Chain. He's going to shock the world. That's my prediction on my Miami Dolphins. I don't believe. Wally. Listen. Mr. Kansas City ain't calling yet. I knew he's going to duck. And I'm anxious to hear his explanation. On why the Kansas City Chiefs got a beating last night. And just to remind you, our final 10 will be Colin Cowherd, the Herd. He's going to reveal his week one blazing 5 picks. And he's one of them is the Steelers over the 49ers. Boy, that should be good to watch. That should be good. Kermie, he should be sending you that link. But back to Kansas City. What the fella named Green? What the wide receiver who had almost 150 yards of uncaught passes? Tony. over 150. If he had caught those passes, he would have had 150 plus yards. Which has been a career game, which Kansas City probably win, and which I would have gotten more fantasy points. He dropped the ball, but it shows you that the pressure was on him, and the man who carried the pressure was not there. That's the bottom line. That is the bottom line. I'm just basking in that. I just want to run on with that forever and ever. Amen. I just want to just talk about it. Because they ain't going to get many more of them. So you ain't going to have this opportunity to talk bad with them very soon. So you got to get it in when you can get it in and have fun. Boy. Let's take a look at some of these teams. It's the Texas that he won't talk about his Cowboys. So we're going to talk about the NFL now. And before we go, I'll give you your island game picks for tonight. So you can win yourself something. So on Sunday, let's talk about my Miami Dolphins and the Chargers. A lot of teams, a lot of people are dismissing the Dolphins because Tua was injury prone last year. And if Mahomes get hurt now, the Chiefs finish. Dak get hurt, I don't want they finish. If Burrows go down, they finish. All right. If Hurts go down in Philly, they finish. So let's don't go to that conversation. Now, they don't get hurt, or they haven't been hurt like Tua's been hurt, and Tua got hurt, and he's prone, he got hurt in Alabama, a lot, he got hurt in Miami. The offensive line holds up. Tua stays healthy. Then I think Miami, and I'm telling you this, will win that division. And will sweep the Jets. And the Patriots, and probably split with the Bills. And if they blink, sweep them all. That's my prediction. Yes, the Chargers have an excellent defense. Their cornerbacks are back. I think one was hurt a lot last year. He's back healthy. They got a good team. And they made the playoffs last year without some players. But they didn't play the Miami Dolphins. So my prediction on that is Miami will win that game 31-17. Right, even though they're only a three-point favorite. 31-17. Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore is a nine, almost a 10-point favorite. Baltimore defense has been solid. Lamar Jackson is back. He's got some help. Ravens by a touchdown. Ain't nothing more I can say, but that Houston is rebuilding. Houston got a lot of work to do. They'll be there, but not in this 2023. Carolina Panthers at the Falcons. Falcons are a three-point favorite. They should win that division. It's a weak division. They made some good moves this year. Falcons should win that game. They should hold on and win that game. My son is a big Falcon fan, so I'm trying to say some things just to get him upset. Cincinnati Bengals at the Cleveland Browns. Now, in Naughty's centers is picks around. And he picked Cleveland to upset. He picked two upsets. He got one right yesterday. And the second pick is Cleveland over Cincinnati. Now, he got me torn between this. Because Burrow is my starting quarterback in one of my fantasy leagues. But the good thing about that is I got Trevor Lawrence as my backup. I don't think Joe Burrow is healthy 100%. He's probably healthy enough to play. But I don't think he's back 100% just yet. They're playing it off and saying, oh, he looks good in practice. He's all right. He's throwing the ball well. He's getting it, his passes out. I just think that's just talk. I pick Cleveland to win that game by a field goal. The Pittsburgh Steelers will host the San Francisco 49ers. Now, Tomlin is a coach. They have a great secondary with their former Dolphin. I ain't calling his name, their former Dolphin. They have a great defense, and they always have good defense. Tomlin's probably one of the best quarter coaches in the NFL. Some people really, in their straight mind, picking Pittsburgh to beat the 49ers. The 49ers are one of the teams favored to get to the Super Bowl, to at least challenge and contend for the Super Bowl this year. Probably one of the best teams in the NFC, and you really believe Pittsburgh can beat them? I picked the 49ers by a touchdown in Pittsburgh. It's going to be tough in the first half, but the 49ers will wear them down. Now, this game, the Arizona Cardinals at the Washington Commanders. I don't know what much I can say about that. There are two teams that need some work. There are two teams that are rebuilding. I like the Washington Commanders by a touchdown. I guess that quarterback, hello, I just like him. I like his game. I like how he's playing. He has a sense of confidence. And I think the Commanders at home, get a new coach, a new offensive coordinator, and Eric Bieniemy. And they're looking to see something good. So I'm going to go to Commanders by a touchdown. The Brady-less Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Minnesota Vikings. That's interesting. I picked the Vikings by a touchdown, mainly because they're home. Minnesota defense is not the best in the world, but they can score some points. The over-under is 45. That's not bad. I'll go with the over. The Jacksonville Jaguars at the Indianapolis Colts. Another rebuilding team in Indianapolis. Got a young rookie quarterback. He's going to get some baptism by fire. Jackson will get one of the top five, arguably one of the top maybe two or three, and Trevor Lawrence. Let's go with five. I'm being a little ambitious by saying two or three. I picked the Jacksonville Jaguars. What I want to give them? I give them by a touchdown. A lot of these spreads are low. And I don't think the scoring is that close. I really don't think so. But we'll see. Next game. The Tennessee Titans are the New Orleans Saints. Now, you know, Kamara, the running back for New Orleans, is out. Carr is going to debut for the Saints. And you're going to, again, like I say, for the last couple of years, you're going to see why Tannehill is not a Dolphin quarterback anymore. I don't think he'll finish the season as a starting quarterback for Tennessee. But I picked the Saints by 3. The last, it's so funny to say, because you're so used to saying the Oakland Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders at the Denver Broncos. There's another team, too, that people, in terms of the Denver Broncos, think Russell Wilson is finished. I think he had a lot of injuries last year. I think he was too much into Russell Wilson Incorporated. I think he's now focused on football. He's focused on the Denver Broncos. I honestly, in the bottom of my heart, feel like the Broncos are going to be a better team. They ain't going to win the division. Don't fool yourself. But I think they're going to be competitive. They're going to win a lot more games. And I picked the Broncos by a touchdown over the Raiders. Los Angeles Rams at the Seattle Seahawks. Can Geno Smith have another year like he did last year in Seattle to further make them forget all about Russell Wilson? I don't know if he can put up the same numbers, but I think he's going to have a good year. The Rams got a decent defense, good quarterback, but don't have enough. Seattle by a touchdown. Now, this is a good game. The Philadelphia Eagles are the New England Patriots. I've been saying it for the last couple of years, and I'm going to say it again. It was Brady. It was all Brady that made New England great. But we seem to think that Belichick is this super-duper coach. This is the year he has to prove himself. This is the year that he has to show that he didn't need Brady. I don't know why it is this year, but I just feel it's this year. I don't think the Patriots have a chance in, you know where, to beat the Eagles. But, you know, you do have to play the game. Eagles by a touchdown. The Green Bay Packers with a new quarterback at the Chicago Bears with a third-year quarterback, I think it is, if I'm correct. Justin Fields. Green Bay defense is going to be a bit much for the Chicago Bears. Even the Bears are one-point favorite because they're home, I guess. So this is a pick 'em. This is when you flip your coin and you bet. But I think that Green Bay is going to show why they were content on letting Aaron Rodgers go. They've got their quarterback. They've got their quarterback of the future. They've got the quarterback that, for them, will lead them where they need to go. So I pick the Green Bay Packers all over the Chicago Bears, and I pick the Green Bay all over here. Okay, but I pick up my touchdown. The last game, the game that will be Sunday Night Football on NBC, if I remember correctly, because they were talking about last night. They had the game last night, and they said they love the game, and they do. The NBC at 8:20. The Naughty Dallas. And I got friends. Naughty, Kirk, Terrence, and some other friends who are big Dallas Cowboy fans. Terry, all big Dallas Cowboy fans. Huge Dallas Cowboy fans. The Dallas Cowboys will be in New York playing the New York Giants. Dallas are 3-point favorites. I don't know why, but this is my upset. This game is my upset. This and the Cincinnati-Cleveland game. I picked the New York Giants to beat Dallas by less than a field goal. This is my upset pick. Some people ain't gonna like it. Some people can be vexing me about it, but that's my pick. Let's see what this texter got to say. Hey, Pearly, hope you hear from Mr. KC. I hope the beating will be passed on to them Bulldogs of Georgia. Sorry, Mr. KC ain't called me. Tell me he was going to call, but he probably in the gym. And he probably couldn't, you know, get to a call, to the phone to call and have much to say about what happened. So we can go with that. And, you know, we have an old saying, let's not mess up a good story with the facts. So we can go with that. So my prediction is the Giants would be Dallas by less than 3 points. The next game, Monday night, the game of the week, the Buffalo Bills at the New Look New York Jets. When I say New York, you know they get Aaron Rodgers. New York on fire. I talked to my cousins in New York, who ain't checked for football in so long, all they talking more smack. The fella from First Take on ESPN, Mike Greenberg. Oh, he like a kid in a candy store right now. He bouncing up and down. He's so happy Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. And he really, really thinks a Jet going to the Super Bowl. Mark my words, people. You can tell them Pearly tell you this. They can be vexed all they want, but you tell them Pearly tell you this. The Buffalo Bills will beat the New York Jets by 2 touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers will give up 2 interceptions and will be sacked 3 times. Write this down, because you can call Monday and tell me I was wrong. Aaron Rodgers will get sacked 3 times and throw 2 interceptions in that game. I'm telling you, that's my prediction. And I want any Jet fan, I think the only Jet fan I know is Andrew Edwards. I think that's the only Jet fan I know, other than my family in New York. But I challenge any Jet fan to challenge me on that. But I picked the Buffalo Bills by 2 touchdowns over the New York Jets on Monday Night Football. So that's my NFL top picks. That's how I see the NFL going this year. I picked the... I think you're going to get 2, maybe 3 playoff teams on the AFC East. You can get Kansas City. We're going to get the Chargers. Who am I missing out now? That's it? And then I think... No, the Chargers will be in that division. I think the Chargers will be in that division. Then we'll have the Dolphins winning the East with Buffalo, the wild card team. Maybe, and I'm saying this tongue to cheek, maybe the Jets get a shot. Maybe the Jets. So I pick the Dolphins to win the AFC East. I pick the Cincinnati Bengals to win the AFC North. I pick the Jacksonville Jaguars to win the AFC South. And the Kansas City Chiefs to win the AFC West. There are two wild cards, or three? Two? Three wild cards. So the 3 wild cards would be Buffalo, the Jets, and... Baltimore, the Steelers. I forgot about Baltimore. Yeah, the Ravens. Okay? I don't know what I'm doing this now. All right, the NFC. I picked the Philadelphia Eagles to win the NFC East. I picked the Detroit Lions to win the AFC North. I picked the Atlanta Falcons to win the NFC South. And I picked the 49ers to take the West. The Seahawks will be a wild card team. The Cowboys will probably be a wild card team. And maybe the Giants. People don't want to hear that. But that's a possibility. It almost happened last year. At the end of the day, the Miami Dolphins and the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl.
We know who win that.
All right? And we know that Miami will win the first Super Bowl in 100 years. In 100 years. Before we go to the break and then we get to Colin Cowherd, let me give you my picks for Island games tonight. And let's see who's going to win. Oh, I told Eddie Carter. I started my parlay. I'm not doing it this week. I never do parlay the first week. Next week, start my contract. I will be a part owner of Island Games after this NFL season because I can win all. Dodgers, rookie Bobby Miller pitching for the Dodgers. I picked the Dodgers to win that one. Milwaukee Brewers at the New York Yankees. I picked the Brewers. The Diamondbacks at the Cubs. The Cubs to bounce back tonight and take the Diamondbacks. The Orioles will beat the Red Sox. And the Miami Marlins, Josh Chisholm will go up to Philadelphia, and they will walk all over the Philadelphia Phillies tonight. And my last game would be the San Francisco Giants over the Colorado Rockies in San Francisco. It's been real. Had me 2 lattes, so I know I fell all kind of sugar. Here at Duncan and Carmichael Road. You should come and check it out. It's a really nice place, really nice people. They take really good care of you, kind of cute. And they're very friendly when you walk in the door. And I sat and I watched a lot of people, school kids, people just pull up and help and get their iced coffee. I'm not a big iced coffee drinker, but I had 2 today and it's really good. So they might get me to start drinking. I'm a coffee drinker now. Everybody know I'm a coffee drinker. And they might see me drinking a little more iced coffee. Been funny at Dunkin' Donuts on Carmichael Road, just south of Southwest Plaza. Check them out. It's a nice place to come. It's been real fun filling in for Naughty today on Talking Heads, Talking Sports. Enjoy your weekend. It's college football tomorrow, NFL on Sunday, NFL on Monday. This is a great weekend. The NFL is back. This is week one. We're all excited. Great football to come up. This has been Pearly for Naughty on Talking Heads. It's been real fun. We can go to the break, and when we come back, Carl and Cowherd is going to give us a Super 5 picks on who he thinks will win this weekend. Take care. Be safe. Have a safe, safe weekend. Love you all. Pearly's out.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands here, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan.
Island game, keep you with it.
Percy's Pension Plan.
Dream big, we will help you live it.
Percy's Pension Plan.
Island game, we got you.
Percy's Pension Plan.
From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Get the flavor explosion that'll satisfy all your bacon cravings. The KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich from the Fried Chicken Experts features 2 crispy strips of bacon on a premium 100% white meat chicken filet, layered with 2 slices of cheese, smoky chipotle mayo, and our secret surprise, sweet bacon jam, all stacked on a buttery brioche bun. Experience the sweet and smoky explosion today, as it's here for a limited time. KFC Sweet and Smoky Bacon Sandwich. It's finger licking good.
What would you do with extra cash?
Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
When get comfy with savings on your mortgage cost. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
A new game every week called the Vaulted Challenge. So we're excited to be using the Vaulted app. It's spelled V-L-T-E-D Challenge. So here we go. My prediction, Kenny Pickett throws for more yards than Brock Purdy of San Francisco. I'm risking 3 units. Do you accept or reject my Vaulted Challenge?
I disagree, Colin. I like Brock Purdy in this spot. I know it's a road game. We don't know the status of George Kittle, but this is a game where he's going to have to put the ball up in the air. I think 30, 35 pass attempts, because I think they're going to be playing from behind, and I don't think they're going to be able to run on this nasty Pittsburgh defensive front. I think this is probably a 250-yard passing game for Purdy, and I don't know that Pickett will get there, mostly because the defense will do the job. I like Pittsburgh in the game, and I like Purdy through the air.
Next up, Texans-Ravens. I predict more touchdowns than the entire Texans offense. I'm risking 7 units on this one. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there. I'm surprised it wasn't 10 units. Goodness gracious. I mean, Lamar, this could be a bloodbath. I don't see the Texans stopping Lamar. He's never had this many weapons. Odell Beckham, Zay Flowers. Like, they really are in line here to put up 40 and make a statement. We've got a new offensive coordinator, moving on to a new era, and Texans and D'Amico Ryans. I'm sorry, it's an uphill challenge. You don't have the 49ers defense you had last year.
Final challenge, Packers, Bears. I'm going to predict Justin Fields, Chicago quarterback, has more rushing yards than Aaron Jones, the top running back for Green Bay. I'm risking 2 units. Agree or disagree?
Smells like a trap. I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you, Colin. I think this is an Aaron Jones game. If you've seen the injury reports, Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson are like, we don't know if they're not practicing earlier in the week. It's like, how healthy are they? Then you look at the weapons outside and Jordan Love's not going to have many. I think this is a heavy Aaron Jones game, probably with a dose of Mr. Dillon behind him. I think Justin Fields, we know what he can do getting loose, but all signs indicate Fields is going to want to win from the pocket this year. He can't take the beating he took last year. So I think Fields' rushing yards probably diminished a little bit. Aaron Jones, I got him on all my fantasy teams. This is probably a 125-150 game from Aaron Jones. All right, Colin, my first challenge to you is that Baker Mayfield, your favorite quarterback, will have more passing yards than Kirk Cousins. I'm risking 4 units on this one. Agree or disagree?
I agree. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have shown no ability in the last 2 years to run the football. Baker's going to be forced to throw. I like their weapons. This is one of those games that I don't like Tampa to win. I think they'll trail. I think they'll have to throw. I think they'll have no run game. I agree.
Interesting. All right, let's go to my next one. Texans Ravens. CJ, I predict he will have less than 2 touchdown passes. I'm risking only 1 unit here because this, like I said earlier, could be a bloodbath and he's airing it out. Would you agree or disagree?
I'm going to disagree because I think they'll trail and have to throw the ball. Ravens in a prevent defense late, and CJ will actually get those, you know, classic last 2 to 3 drive yards and touchdowns to elevate his overall numbers. I think they trail. I think it could be ugly. He'll get a lot of those padded stats that don't mean much, but I disagree.
Garbage time. All right, we'll wrap up with my final prediction. Most confident here, Russell Wilson has more than 235.5 passing yards against the Raiders. I'm winning 9 units on this one, Colin. A lot of confidence. Agree or disagree?
I agree, and I think Denver wins, and probably comfortably Denver at home. Sean Payton was coach of the year with the Saints his first year. He figures stuff out quickly. I work with him in TV. He figures stuff out quickly. Raiders are a bit of a mess. The Chandler Jones drama, I don't love. Don't love ownership. New front office. I agree. I think Russell, new slimmer Russell, running more play action Russell. You want to prove you're smarter than all your friends, go download the Vaulted app and use the challenge feature. VLTED, the Vaulted app. Week 1, join my pool. No entry fee, can win up to $5,000. Remember, Vaulted is spelled VLTED, and the QR code is right on the screen.
Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.